Wesley Snipes gets 3 years in the slammer on tax evasion. Talk TV star Jones calls it quits on her marriage less than 4 years after walking down the aisle. But Beyonce and Jay-Z are just getting started after tying the knot in a hush-hush ceremony. Joining me now for the Hollywood Rundown is Allison Samuels, a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Always great to have you here.
Hi.
So a U.S. district judge hit actor Wesley Snipes with a three-year prison sentence for skipping out on taxes. Tell us a little bit more about what kind of money we're talking about, and do you think the sentence is extreme?
Well, Wesley has had financial problems for a while now. I think people, a lot of people sort of didn't realize that. He had a lot of foreclosures on his home in Florida. He lost, his cars were repossessed, and this has been going on for probably the last 10 years. So he owed almost $41 million, $14 million that they want right now, even though he's going to prison. So I think a lot of people might have been surprised by the 3 years, but I'm not really surprised by it, because if you look at like Ronald Isley, he's in jail now for tax evasion. They take that very seriously. And Wesley's whole attitude was, I shouldn't have to pay taxes. And I don't think anybody gets away with that. And also, too, Wesley has had, it's hard to sort of explain his karma in Hollywood. About 3 years ago, the LA Times did a big story asking what had happened to his career. Because Wesley was really supposed to be Denzel number two. He was supposed to be this huge star. And one big case was a case against Dolores Robinson, his manager, Holly Robinson, Pete's mother, where he wouldn't pay her percentage of a manager's fee. And I think from that point on, he sort of got a lot of ill will from Hollywood, and his career sort of gone down as a result of that. And it was interesting to see Denzel Washington and Woody Harrelson write letters asking the judge for leniency.
Why do you think that was the case?
Well, the interesting part is, if you read Woody Harrelson's, he basically talked about how when he was on Wildcats was with Wesley, the movie, he and Goldie Hawn were the only two white people on the shoot, and that was the first time he had experienced racism. So it actually didn't really help Wesley, his letter. With Denzel, he called Wesley a mighty oak, which I think sort of translated into, I don't know why I'm writing this letter, but I want to help this guy because I feel bad for him. I think people have seen him on this decline for a while, and, you know, I think a lot of people saw this coming. So I feel sorry for him, but, you know, we all have to pay taxes. So I don't know. He couldn't avoid that.
There are other celebrities who are on these various roles, state and national, owing millions of dollars in taxes, including O.J. Simpson. Mm-hmm. Why is this case so special?
Well, I think because the amount of money, a huge amount of money. And because, you know, Wesley, like I said, was supposed to be this huge star. And he's been so defiant with it. I mean, like, I don't owe this money. And he's also called it racist, which I think always gets the media and the public sort of roused up. But I'm like, Wesley, you know, no one gets away with not paying their taxes. And particularly, this is a guy who used to be a black Muslim, you know, selling, you know, bean pies on the street in Harlem. So to watch him go from that to this is just sort of very interesting. I think people are fascinated at the decline of anyone's career.
Death and taxes. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also matrimony. Mm-hmm. We're going to move into that territory with Star Jones and Beyonce. Star Jones, former co-host of the TV hit The View, is headed for divorce. Mm-hmm. She married banker Al Reynolds. There were a lot of rumors floating around that he is gay. They never said anything about that specifically, but said that they went into the marriage with their eyes open, essentially. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the link between her wedding and the end of her career on The View, just for starters?
Well, I think that wedding really caused her to sort of be fired from The View. The way that she talked about it every single day, the way that she sort of got sponsors to help her pay for some of the sort of freebies in her wedding, I think turned so many people off, viewers, the other co-stars. I think ABC decided, you know what, enough is enough. And I think it's very sad to see less than, you know, 4 years later, that thing that sort of cost her career, the most visible job, the most, you know, very high-paying job, probably one of the best jobs on TV, is now come to an end. And I think a lot of people saw it coming. I don't think she saw it coming, but I think it is really sad because she was so desperate, I think, to get married. And, you know, you wanted to be happy for her, but you also saw this eventual end. So, you know, it's sad to sort of see it
happen. She's had two other TV shows mm-hmm. canceled, has lost a huge amount of weight, you know, right. is a very, in some ways, not just to the eye, but in terms of her career, is a very different woman than she mm-hmm. was when she was on The View. Mm-hmm. What do you make of her marriage?
Well, I mean, again, I thought she was very desperate. She was over 40. And, you know, a lot of people go through that, particularly African-American women over 40. You want to get married. And, I think I understood
some
that.
Some people want to get married.
Some
I'll
people want to
get
married. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely see that that is the American dream, quote unquote. So you fall into that sort of, oh, I have to do this to sort of be acceptable. But I think she just got carried away with it. And the unfortunate part is that after they got married, he quit his job. So she was the only one working. And now no one's working. So I think that just sort of got to the point of, okay, I can't handle this. Someone has to have a job. And why, she had so many people warn her about this, so many friends of hers, so many people outside of Hollywood that sort of tried to talk to her about it, that she's a smart lady. I was really surprised that she didn't sort of get out of this before it turned into something so ugly, because he's hired a major divorce lawyer, and I think it's going to be probably an ugly divorce.
Is this sort of Terry McMillan-ish, both in its overtures of sexuality, money,
I think
who
so.
Knew what?
I think it's exactly like that. And that's the sad part, that, you know, she had that, you know, example out there and still didn't sort of take a minute to sort of say, okay, what am I doing? But I mean, Terry is, you know, Terry, I feel bad for her as well.
Just quickly, Beyonce tied the knot.
Right.
Now been proven.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to do great because they have not made this a public spectacle. I mean, they didn't sell pictures. They have not talked about the relationship. Basically, in the 6 years they've been together, they made it a point to keep their relationship out of the public eye. And I think, you know, you have to give them credit for that, because they could have easily sold pictures for $1 million to whomever. But they decided, you know what? Our relationship is sacred. We're not going to put it out there for you to sort of, you know, pick over. And I think because of that, they probably will hang in there.
Will it add juice to both of their careers, sort of the way Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have had, you know, double trouble or, you know, double the superpower?
It depends. I think that because, A, they're African-American, they're not going to get that same type of coverage. But I do think that it's already helped Jay-Z's career. I think mainstream America know, you know, they have way more interest in him than they would if he were just Jay-Z, the rapper. But I think if they keep it quiet like they have, you know, it'll probably stay about the same.
Allison, always great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Allison Samuels is a national correspondent for Newsweek magazine, and she joined me here at our NPR West studios.